This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with your friends on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts. And now, the soundtrack, in which a fine musician DJs your dinner party.
And here with song suggestions is yacht rock royalty Michael McDonald. In the 70s, he brought his one-of-a-kind soul vocals to the bands Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers. In the 80s, he launched a solo career with hits like I Keep Forgettin'. Decades later, he is still going strong, collaborating with indie acts like Grizzly Bear and Thundercat.
Here's Michael with a playlist that'll take you back to the soul of his youth.
Hi, this is Michael McDonald. Glad to be here with all of you. The theme tonight is music we grew up with. Here we go with my dinner party soundtrack. My first song is a song by The Impressions, one of my favorite songs called I'm So Proud.
Prettier than all the world.
It was Curtis Mayfield's group. Later on, he did a lot of the soundtrack music to Superfly movies. But starting out, he was with a group called The Impressions, a gospel group out of Chicago.
You're only one fellow's girl.
I had forgotten this song for many years until a friend of mine brought it up. He mentioned how his parents, you know, when he was young, growing up, Thursday night was adult night. They would get the kids to bed, then they would have a late dinner downstairs by candlelight, and then would play music.
I'm so proud of being loved by you.
He said he remembered as a kid sneaking with his brother to the top of the stairs and watching his parents dance to that song by candlelight, and that was such an impression on him. The song always took on a new meaning to me, just having that story behind it, and I realized so much of this music that we play or that we remember and reminisce with, it was the expression of everyday people and how it makes it important to us all these years later. The second track I would choose is a fairly obscure track by Stevie Wonder from the Talking Book album, a great song entitled Maybe Your Baby. It's funky, pretty funky track. As soon as the track starts, the clav and the bass and drums, it just really captures you, it just reaches out and grabs you.
I feel like the world is turning on me. My dreams turn out.
I was growing up during the age of the British music invasion. And in that time period, when I first listened to American R&B, I realized that that's pretty much what these British bands were trying to emulate.
Taking out the guys that are passing by.
If there's any one singer who is emulated by almost every R&B singer there is today, it's Stevie Wonder. No one had treated melody the way Stevie Wonder did. He had his signature kind of way of ending a phrase and falling off of a melody that was very much a kind of a jazzy influence, but he brought it into the pop R&B mainstream and made it his own.
Maybe your baby done made some other play.
I remember a friend of mine and I sitting and listening to Songs in the Key of Life, and we were listening to it. He goes, you know, 20 years from now, there'll be all kinds of different music, but we're probably never going to hear anything hipper than this. And in that moment, I realized he was absolutely right. The third song I'd like to play is a beautiful ballad by Aretha Franklin. I believe a song written by her sister, a very beautiful song called Ain't No Way. What really impressed me most in the 70s, as far as R&B was, is how it seemed to kind of repossess its original roots and seemed to become more comfortable with its African-American heritage. And whereas in the early 60s, the records were tailored to a mainstream audience in hopes of getting on pop mainstream radio.
Ain't no way for me to love.
Right away, when I heard this first record by her, you really picked up on that fact that somehow she was really translating her gospel roots, and it had that power that gospel music had that always somehow got diluted when those singers became pop artists.
Stop trying to be
there was this kind of a tension, a building tension that was so beautiful in that ballad. Especially when you get to the bridge and she's in that impossibly high range. You could almost say that, gosh, that was just too high. But the way she pulled it off was just so spectacular. She killed it. My last track here is a song from my new album, Wide Open. It's a tune entitled, Find It In Your Heart. Pretty much a straight R&B dance groove. It's funny, in many ways, it reminds me of growing up in the 70s. In terms of the lyric, it's that message that I always try to remind myself of. When you live in this life, you have to frequently try to get out of your head and follow your heart a little more.
A dinner party soundtrack from the smooth Michael McDonald. His new album, Wide Open, is out now.